Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit, my levels are through the fucking roof. We're here on the short bus. I got Ben again with me again. What? What did I just say?
Short list, I think.
I got Ben again with me again.
Beautiful.
That's your new name. Is your new name is Ben again. Where have I heard that name?
Actually, there was once a Mike Orban at work.
Mike Orban? Mike Orban! Please pick up the white courtesy phone. Mike Orban.
I kept on getting messages from Mike Orban.
Nice.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck is this bastard? He must be huge if he's Mike and a Ben.
I finally called back one of the people and asked, who the fuck are you looking for? I was like, yeah, we're looking for Mike or Ben at the newspaper. Mike or... Oh! What the fuck? The receptionist a retard.
Yes. There's spaces between those words, you fucking idiot.
Well, there was... be careful. One of those was actually my wife for a short period of time.
Did she say Mike Orban?
No. That was,
Because I can picture her doing that as a joke.
That was a blonde chick.
So, as most people that are listening have noticed, you're not Donald.
No. Donald's out on another walkabout. He got lost in traffic.
Yes, and he lost his phone at the gym in the men's sauna. You know, I think he's leaving it there to have it secretly take pictures.
Even better, he has it on vibrate and he just doesn't want it to stop.
Don't stop, get it, get what?
Pretty much.
So we're here with Ben. Ben's my go-to guy when I got nothing. I got no place else to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the pity fuck of a talk show host.
But I call you.
I've accepted this.
But I call you like the next week or so.
Only when Donald doesn't show up.
I try to respect you in the morning.
No, you don't. No, you don't. you don't respect me now. What the fuck?
Oh, that makes me happy. Every time I laugh and I look at my levels, it looks like a comb from the Flintstones. It's like a fishbone.
Fucking nerd. Holy crap.
I'm not a nerd. You're a nerd. Anyway, so we're going to start off with... I have an agenda on this show. I really wanted Donald to be here, but apparently he doesn't like me anymore. He doesn't want to call or write, send me flowers, son of a bitch. I knew the first time I fucking let him sleep with me, he'd never call again. Asshole.
You gave him a snowball. What the fuck?
Fuck. He asked for it.
On the mouth, bitch.
He wanted a blumpkin. But I said no. I said no. Nay.
Nice.
Nay to the blumpkin. Dude, could you imagine like fucking like Wild West blumpkins? Like blumpkins in the outhouse?
No. I really don't want to do that. That's bad mojo.
It's no good.
Water was scarce.
No good.
And there was no bathing. I'm actually mishearing that. What the fuck?
It's no good. Oh, people are just like, what the fuck is he talking about? Anyway, to the news that I've so meticulously combed. Why didn't that news pop up right there? Which news am I missing? Okay, I got that one.
I'm actually currently looking at the products made by Massengill Corporation. The only thing I can really find is douches.
So that's all Massengill makes is douches?
Yeah, all I can find, I think Massengill's a brand name.
So, was it like, what are they like? Have a parent company that owns them.
Actually, the company is S.E. Massengill in Bristol.
Bristol is... Which Bristol? That sounds England-y.
It's actually Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, well. Douche capital of the world.
Pretty
the great volunteer state of Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee. The douche capital of the world. There you go. Make some friends.
Big sign outside of Tennessee. We're Bristol, Tennessee. We make douches. And we also have a Massengill plant. But hours of meticulously combing the internet looking for porn, I happened to find some news stories. Fucking, have you heard about this JetBlue guy? The fucking flight attendant?
No, what happened
dude,
here?
Dude, he's fucking blown up. He's all over the internet. What the fuck? Let me scan this real quick. What's his name? It's his name. I want to say, oh, there it is. Steven Slater. Fucking AC Slater. Steven Slater, my bad. Dude, apparently, says here in ABC News, frustrated JetBlue flight attendant allegedly fled his plane via the emergency chute, beer in hand, after getting into a fight with a passenger and then cursing them out, cursing out the entire cabin over a loudspeaker. So, you know, long story short, they were taxiing into a runway, And this lady
quit and jumped?
Well, this lady was trying to get her fucking bag out of the overhead, and they were still taxiing. So she's not even supposed to be standing up. And the dude goes over, and he's just like, you know, excuse me, ma'am, you need to, you know, sit down. So them's the rules. We're not even done yet. So she starts cussing him out. And fucking, like, trying to jerk her bag out of the overhead. And I don't know if it was the bag. No, nobody knows if it was the bag or, the compartment hatch, but it cracked him in the fucking head. And dude, he got pissed, dude. And he fucking went, like, all kinds of ape shit and fucking demanded. Well, he didn't go ape shit. He just, you know, he's like, dude, you need to sit down and I want an apology. That, you know, that hurt. And she's like, fuck you. Fuck your mama. Get the fuck away from me. I ain't apologizing for shit. So he gets pissed, and he goes up to the cabin, and he grabs the fucking PA, and, like, attention, passengers, you're all a bunch of selfish, self-centered, cocksucking fuckfaces, and I hate all you bastards. Die in a fucking fire. Peace. And he turned around and hit the emergency...
I just watched the video of the emergency door popping up, the fucking inflatable slide coming out, and he just fucking taking off.
Yeah, he turns around, and he grabs a couple of beers, and fucking, like, woo, away he goes.
That's a good end to your day. Fuck.
Good end to your
day. Dramatic fucking exit.
What was fucking hilarious is he's kind of become this folk hero for people that have ever just wanted to fucking quit their job.
Pretty much, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool and fuck you.
Yeah, B. I'm telling you.
Oh, shit.
And fucking so he's been on the news a shitload. And I just love there's a fucking... reporters are chasing him and talk to him, and you hear this one reporter go, do you regret anything? And he turns around and gives this look, this, are you fucking kidding me? Like, go fuck yourself. No, I don't. No, why would I regret this? Are you fucking insane? No. So Steven,
he just made history for himself. He's fucking proud.
Oh, fuck yeah, dudes. And I guess they were gonna send him to fucking jail and shit for dicking around with a fucking emergency equipment and whatnot. But everybody was like, dude, seriously, who's going to fucking convict this guy? Like, find me a jury of 12 people that have never wanted to do exactly that at their fucked off job.
A bitch clacked him in the head. He said, fuck you. Took off. Well, grabbed a beer.
A bitch clacked him in the head and he was nice about it at first and asked for an apology. And then she was a cunt. And then he said, you know what? Fuck this job. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, I can't blame him. He's gold in my book.
They basically said, we ain't never going to find a fucking jury that'll convict this dude. Ever.
No kidding. So, did he get fired or is he still working there?
They pretty much took that as I quit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they kept him on service and just kept him as a deterrent.
Like, oh shit, that dude's on the plane again. Don't fuck around.
The JetBlue guy works here. He's on the plane. Don't fuck with us.
Another great story I found, and I can't believe this isn't everywhere, dude. It's from the Telegraph, .co.uk. So it's English.
You're right.
Cancer patient grows pea plant in his lung.
What?
Yeah. A patient who feared he had cancer was told he had grown a pea plant, which had sprouted leaves in his lung. Ron Sweden. That's
wow.
Sveden, Sweden. Retired teacher from Brewster, Massachusetts in the U.S. Oh, apparently it is in the U.S.
How do you grow a plant in your lungs?
Apparently it went down wrong, dude. And 75 years old, and fucking they went in, and he says, I'm having chest pains, I'm short of breath, and blah, blah, blah. And they said, let's get an x-ray, and they x-rayed, and they said, well, there's something in there. And his brain just went, cancer. I'm a dead man. And fucking, like, after tests and shit, they're like, actually, it's a pea. And it's kind of growing.
How the fuck is it possible to grow inside your body like that? That's fucking awesome.
I guess the lung is just moist and humid enough to allow legumes to grow.
And you breathe through there, so yeah, is it getting oxygen? I'm looking at the x-ray right now. Holy shit.
Fucking, yeah, dude. And doesn't that just bring every fucking horrified thought as a child back when your parents were like, don't eat the seeds!
I know, dude. I seriously freaked out that I was going to grow watermelon and shit out of grape. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. Horrible things were going to happen to me.
And fuck, as soon as I saw this...
I once swallowed a seed, and I started crying. I started crying, and I tried to induce vomiting. I thought I was going to explode.
That's fucking brilliant.
Fucking Christ. Yeah. Bastards.
Check, check, 1, 2. Hello, computer. Sorry.
Moto.
I need to get closer up on my mic. A little more intimate. Sweltering in here. Sorry about that. Don't ask.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
So yeah, dude.
The don't ask, don't tell policy applies.
Dude, don't ask, I don't want to know. Don't fucking say anything. Oh, so the other one was, have you heard about this bitch in Toledo, Ohio, who went fucking ape shit in a McDonald's drive-thru? I mean, absolutely no. Balls out bonkers.
I stopped watching TV years ago.
Dude, this shit is awesome, man. Apparently, this little cracked out white bitch wanted nuggets at 6:30 in the morning. And they were just like, we don't serve nuggets at 6:30 in the morning, but y'all can have some flapjacks and some hash browns. And she pulled up to the drive-thru and started beating the shit out of people through the fucking window.
Oh, shit.
Because she had a Mac attack or some shit, and she wanted her motherfucking nuggets. Dude, it's great. There's video all over the internet, dude. And you can tell that it's a fucking drive-thru in Ohio and not a drive-thru in Compton. Because she... Because she pulls something out of her fucking car and throws it through the window and it goes through like it was fucking paper mache. Like, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't like a brick or some shit. It looked really small, but it went right through that fucking window. Like, like it was single pane. So you know that ain't Compton when you're watching that shit. And like, motherfuckers ain't got bulletproof drive-thrus in Toledo?
I'm watching the video of McNugget Rampage.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. Anybody that's listening right now, seriously, go look up this bitch. Her name is Melody Duchesne. From Toledo,
look for
Ohio.
McNugget Rampage.
Yes, dude, it's fucking great. It's all over YouTube and shit. Oh, God, I love these people. They keep me entertained. This is why I watch TV right here. Shit like this.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And she's a skinny-ass white broad, too, and them big old black girls seem to be having a hard time keeping her the fuck out that window.
No fucking kidding. She's angry for her McNuggets. She's cracked out for them, I have to say.
Ba 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 ba! I'm smoking it, bitch.
Free basic McNuggets.
Fuck right, ma'am. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Who knows those things, anyways?
Y'all can have some like McHash Brown Tater Thingies. Y'all can have some. Y'all can have some flapjacks. Maybe a McGriddle. Bitch, I don't want no McGriddle. I want nuggets. Give me your nuggets, bitch. Oh my fucking God, it's brilliant.
Holy shit.
So that covers my news. That's the news that I found.
Have you found about the dude that came home drunk, passed out, and his dog ate his toe?
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Jerry Duthlet and his wife Rose had a Jack Russell Terrier named Kiko. Oh,
I fucking hate Jack Russells.
He went out to have a drink one night, 4 or 5 beers and 2 large margaritas later. He went to sleep, woke up with a funny feeling in his foot and a pool of blood around him. And half his big toe was gone. He went to the hospital. They found out he was diabetic and his sugar was 560. If the dog wouldn't have drained him of blood, he would have died.
Oh, so the dog saved his life.
Yeah, the dog saved his life because he apparently had an infection in his toe. The dog ate the infection, saving his life. By eating his fucking toe in his sleep.
What the fuck ass country bumpkin redneck area was this again?
This was in... Where the fuck was this? It doesn't say.
Alabama? Tuscaloosa?
It doesn't fucking... It's News of the Weird, baby.
Ah, oh, Jesus, I love News of the Weird.
Fucking crazy shit.
Oh, let me see. Hey, apparently somebody just found and released... I guess it's 2 years old. You don't watch TV anymore, but you know who... You've heard of the thing that is Justin Bieber, right?
Actually, no.
No, you've never heard of Justin Bieber? Jesus Christ, you're so
lucky.
No,
dude, I'm sorry.
Justin Bieber.
I cut my cable 7 years ago, dude. I haven't missed it.
Dude, Justin Bieber is like... Think Danny Bonaducci like 60 years ago.
Or like... Okay, young David Bonaducci.
Or like Kirk Cameron or any of them fuckers. Anybody that was ever on the cover of Tiger Beat. And shit like that.
Okay. I'm not following you, dude. You read Tiger Beat?
Shut up. They've got good articles. They're very informative. No,
okay, I googled it. I found Justin Bieber.
Bieber, yeah. He's the new fucking teen heartthrob little fucking douchebag. He's the new Hanson. I know you know who. You get that reference.
Umbop, yeah.
I know who that is. He's the new Hanson, okay? Well, if you go to YouTube and you Google Justin Bieber water bottle, you can see video of somebody in the fucking crowd hucking some shit at his head. It sounds and looks like a water bottle, but it turns out it wasn't. It was a fucking bag of candy.
Okay.
But it's still fucking great. Apparently this was 2 years ago, and the footage is just now hitting the internet. Damn you, internet. I hate lag.
It says it's a water bottle with gum inside. Oh, and he's crying like a little girl.
It's fucking hilarious. When he comes out on stage, he's like, hey, everybody, it's so glad to be here. And awesome. Whack! He gets nailed with this thing. He's like, wow, that didn't feel good. Like, well, no shit, stupid. You just took one in the face.
How the hell do these little 12-year-olds become heartthrobs?
Shit, if I know. That little Peckerwood is white, righty. I swear. Oh, I can't even talk about this. I'm so fucking annoyed. Dude, I fucking hate you, Justin Bieber. Fucking. That little bastard. They announced on TV the other day, they're like, singing sensation and heartthrob Justin Bieber has decided to write his own memoirs. And I had a hard time not chucking shit at my TV.
Memoirs?
Motherfucker, like, you're 16. You ain't even had your dick sucked. I think that's a prerequisite for writing memoirs. You have to have your dick sucked at least once.
Pretty sure he has.
And not by your dad.
Yeah, that's in his contract, though.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah, I was actually watching the video. They're showing it over and over again. This bag of candy smacking him in the face.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, the little cocksucker's fucking writing his memoirs. Little son of
a
bitch.
Who the fuck is he? Where did he come from? What is up with this?
I don't know. He just appeared one day. He was just hatched and fucking Bieber fever was born.
I've heard of Bieber fever.
Yes, I've got Bieber fever.
What the fuck is Bieber? I don't fucking get this, dude. I don't understand the world today. It's a sadness and a sickness.
Yes, fucking children. Oh my god. But on angry ranty internet news, dude, fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Fuck them in their ass.
What do they do this time?
Dude, have you ever heard? This is going to be in a very obscure reference, and I'm not going to fault you if you've never heard of this person. But have you ever heard of Carol Zara?
Yeah, she dressed up as April from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Thank you. In the bondage picture.
Fucking right.
Yes, dude. Okay, so...
I got that reference because it involves partial nudity.
Okay, cool. So, she got permanently banned from Facebook.
What?
Yes.
For what?
Because she regularly contacted people, and she contacted people that she didn't know too much. Therefore, Facebook deemed that she was harassing people. And what it was is she was... People were sending her... messages and shit, or trying to add her actual Facebook account, as she her Facebook account got out of control, and she couldn't keep track of her, you know, close friends that she associates with every day. So she decided to make a fan page. So and she started deleting friends and saying, "Look, just go to my fan page. It'll make life much easier for everybody. It'll be, you know, that fan page will be dedicated to me being able to spend, you know, devote time to talk to my fans." So,
actually, I think I follow her. I think I have her on Twitter or something.
Yes, I follow her, and I follow her. She runs that blog, Digitally Blonde.
Yeah, I've actually that shit's been funny for a while.
Yes. So, she was sending people. People would try and friend her, and she would send them a message, and she would say, "Look, don't. I'm not going to friend you on here. Go to my fan page." You know what I'm saying? And she regularly talked to people on her fan page. Well, Facebook kicked her ass off for fucking unsolicited fucking. Like, for talking to strangers and trying to solicit them and shit and harassment.
Both accounts or just the fan account?
The personal Carol Zara account and fan page. The Digitally Blonde fan page is still up. But, dude, it's fucking... So, you're not allowed to be social on Facebook's social network anymore.
Okay, that's getting retarded.
Yes, yes it is. It's very... So, right now Twitter has a hashtag campaign going on, the Free Zara hashtag campaign on Twitter.
What's a hashtag?
You don't do Twitter, do you?
I every once in a while.
If you put pound and then a word or multiple words with no spaces, it will cause it to act like a link, and you can look at every tweet that's had that hashtag in it. So all the internet nerds are fucking typing angry things at Facebook, and then they put pound Free Zara. And put a Free Zara hashtag in it. And so you can search for the Free Zara hashtag and read everybody's angry tweets.
Okay, I believe you.
And what now you know. But
and how much time do people spend on this shit? Holy crap.
Oh, lots. Jesus Christ, man. The Twitterverse, it's blowing the fuck up. Right up there.
I don't get this. I just don't fucking get this. I'm not social.
Right up there with color TVs and the FM radio. It is. Take my word.
Fucking FM, baby. Going back old school.
Dude, I went to listen to AM the other day, and I was just like, fuck this. This is too much work.
Isn't AM Republican Radio?
Republican Radio, we're a bunch of douchebags.
It's either Republican Radio or Mexicali Radio, or a hybrid of the two.
Oh. But no, so yeah, I jumped on the Freezera bandwagon, and she friended me for it.
My wife's all, oh, how sweet.
My wife's all jealous. But that's, I don't creepy. Care. The hot chick on the internet approves of me. Existence, good. Justified.
And now I know what a hashtag is. I found thousands of links of people.
Thanks, Snowjob, and now I know what a hashtag is. And knowing Holy is God. Half the battle. Why'd I pick Snowjob? Nope. What? That's like the worst G.I. Joe name ever. Why couldn't I pick like Roadblock or Snake Eyes? Well, he doesn't talk, but you know.
Yeah, Snowjob isn't right. That's not okay.
Well, I think what it is because I've been fucking my wife. We went down to my brother's the other day, and my wife got a tattoo, and motherfucking. I was kind of hanging out with my brother's little boy, and we put on the fucking G.I. Joe cartoon from the cartoon movie from the 80s with like Serpentor and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they went underground and ended up in the secret kingdom of Cobra Law. Jesus. Could they have tried any less?
Dude, I like, fucking watched that shit. Dude, like religiously. I'm sorry. Dude, I love G.I. Joe.
Dude, the bad guy's the bad guy's name is Globulus. I mean, what the fuck is
dude, it's better than Skeletor. He was a skeleton, therefore Skeletor. What the fuck?
But still Globulus? Like, seriously? Like, you couldn't think of anything better?
Was he a glob?
Kind of. He was a snake that sat in a globby thingy.
And well, then that's a perfect name.
Voiced by Burgess Meredith.
Okay, Micopedia, I don't get that fucking reference.
Dude, Don Johnson was in that movie. So.
Better than Don DeLuise.
And did you know the dude that does the voice for Starscream also does the voice for Cobra Commander? And somebody else I forgot. Oh, Gung Ho.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Although if you type in Snowjob on Google Image, you'll find a picture of a man hugging a giant penis.
Wow.
a giant snow penis, actually.
That's awesome. That's Snowjob's my favorite G.I. Joe, Daddy. Can we get a desktop wallpaper of that G.I. Joe?
Sure, son. One of the creepiest things, I Googled my name.
Oh, you? I saw that. And you,
dude, I'm the first fucking result. What the fuck?
Dude, I Googled my name and I broke Google. You know how many of us motherfuckers there are?
Mike Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like syphilis. It kind of spreads on its own.
Dude, we're like gremlins in a water park.
Beauty.
What else do I got on my magic list? Internet celeb Carol Zara. Ooh, dude, I bought adult size fucking underoos. You know
they make those?
Yes.
Dude, they make adult size footies.
Nice, dude, but no, I was in fucking Walmart.
I don't know what kind of Google universe I was in at that time, but I found full size, fucking even like Lardash, triple X size.
Lardash.
I'm serious. It's fucking footed pajamas.
Oh.
Like little scooty foot pajamas that are all pink and fuzzy and green. They even have ones that have like a, they have a buff body print on them, and it's just fucking retarded.
Dude, you guys want to play D&D? Mike, you're 32. Stop. No. Stop it.
Why the fuck not?
Fucking I want one. Do they have butt flaps?
No, those are long johns that have those.
Yeah, that sucks. Why couldn't they combine the two? Life would have been better.
Footies and a butt flap?
Yes. Footies I'm pretty and sure a butt flap! Wow. Why do I have to sing everything?
But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you could bust out a sewing machine and give yourself some footies with a butt flap.
And footies with a butt flap.
Was that to the tune of G.I. Joe?
No, it's to the tune of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's right. Butt flap power.
I don't know where that came from, dude. I just like footies with a butt flap. Turtle power. But no, so I figured out I'm a douche, my wife confirmed it.
Well, come on, dude. You just figured that out.
No. I figured out the extent of my douchiness, dude. Seriously, I didn't know I was this.
Actually, I was having a conversation with Chad the other day, and he was talking about doing something really fucked up. I don't know where the hell it came from, but that's some mic level douchebaggery. I'm not sure if you should do that.
I'm a level of douchebaggery.
There's a whole level for you, Mikey.
Nice, dude. That's okay. I've decided that people are constantly bugging me for digital copies of my movies and shit.
Oh, fuck, I hate that shit.
Yeah, constantly like, I want a copy. So I've decided to Tyler Durden the shit out of it. I'm going to splice single frames of porn into the fucking movies I give people. Not the kids' movies, mind you. People don't ask me for kids' movies. But the next time some dickhead asks me for a copy of Terminator 2, I'm going to fucking put like 3 frames of gay porn right in the middle of it.
Okay, Mike, I found... It's only for women. Footed pajamas with a butt flap.
Only for women? That's awesome.
With a Velcro butt flap.
But that's only if she's nice enough to give you an ass pass.
Yeah, it's called a drop-down seat for her. Footy pajamas with a butt flap.
Wow. But no,
holy crap. I know what I'm getting my wife for Christmas.
I've actually figured out, like, I hit, like, douchebag DEFCON 2 the other day.
What, orange level?
Yes, dude. It was threat level orange on Mike's douchebaggery.
Nice.
My wife and I were sitting in traffic, and we're like, what the fuck do you smell? I smell French fries. And so I'm pretty sure there was a biodiesel vehicle around somewhere. And so I explained to my wife what a biodiesel vehicle was, because she'd never heard of such a strange concept of a car running on something other than gasoline. So I explained.
Holy crap, I Google it. DEFCON 2 is orange.
Really? Nice.
Why did I know that?
Douchebag DEFCON 2. Level orange! Level orange! Mike has gotten pissed. But no, so I was like, you know what? I really want a fuck. I decided I'm going to fucking get an old diesel Volvo and a Volvo. Pronounce it correctly. And I'm going
Volva.
An old diesel Volva with a pull start.
I want a pull start on a Volvo. What the fuck?
Fucking, it's got a rub start on it. One of those little rubber covered nub switches. It kind of looks like a clit anyway. You know what I'm talking about.
I actually forgot what we're talking about. What?
We're talking about I need to get a diesel vehicle.
Oh, okay.
So I can convert it over for biodiesel. Because I swear to God, and here comes the douchebag part. I want to drive around town looking for people holding signs that say hungry and just idle my car next to them for like 20 minutes.
You like me now, bitch.
Just be like, do you smell fries? I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten in 3 days. All I smell is french fries. This fat guy in the Volvo won't leave. He's staring at us and laughing. Jimmy passed out 20 minutes ago.
Mike level douchebaggery right there.
Oh, I so want to do that, but I don't know if I could justify spending all that money just to make homeless people miserable.
Well, actually, biodiesel is really easy to make, and shit, with fuel costs, actually, I've been thinking about doing it.
No, I mean the expense of buying the car and whatnot.
No, I've been thinking about doing it too, just for gas cost right there.
I want to drive around and torment homeless people. It's much more effective than just, you know...
I'm sure if you write that on your credit application, you'll get approved.
It's much more effective than actually just, like, duct taping fucking Big Macs to the hood of my car and driving around.
No. You barbecue drumsticks, tie them on strings, tie them behind your bumper.
Like somebody just got married?
Yep. And you just cruise around the parks.
Dude, so, I gotta get this shit off my chest. Let me see. What the fuck is that? Oh yeah, that's all done. So, okay, I waded through all of that so I can get to the main point of what I wanted to discuss on the podcast, which is I'm going to educate some of the listeners on what I like to call Man Cave 101, or Man Cave Etiquette. Now, I'm pretty sure
I'm listening.
I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the term Man Cave.
I have a Man Cave. My Man Cave consists of a fairly large room, about this twice the size of our old office. It's painted jet black, matte finish. I have a large 120-inch projector, a large comfy couch, surround sound speakers, I'm installing a soda tap downstairs that'll give me fresh whatever-the-fuck soda I want to have, including beer. And, yeah, only thing I'm lacking is a urinal in the closet, and I'm thinking about putting one in.
Okay, so, and I pretty much got, you know, a room... It's about the size of our old office. Just chock full of computers and whatnot. And since
I also got a shitload of computers in here.
And since it's guyish, there's fucking cables fucking everywhere. Okay?
Okay, yes, I agree. I have cables. Actually, most of my cables are strung against the wall.
And as a guy, are your network cables color-coded? Or are they just a case of, I need a network cable? Ooh, there's one.
Fuck, I don't even know. Let me get a flashlight. I got a red one going to the router and a gray one going to the computer.
Did you do that on purpose? And
I have a yellow one that's going to the floor that's going to a junction box that runs downstairs to the entertainment center.
See, now did you
do that?
Yeah, did you do that on purpose?
No. the cheapest box of network cable was yellow. So that's why that's the longest one. And the other ones, I think, came with something.
Yes. Okay, so I have a person that I know. I'm not going to name names, so nobody gets pissed off. I have a person that I know. That's doing,
if I figure out the name, I'm going to blurt it.
That's doing this thing. Okay, they're selling this device. Okay, now this device needs to be hooked up to a fucking landline. All right? To be able to connect to other devices and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so this person that I know that is going to remain nameless comes over here into the man cave. Now, mind you, I'm sitting in a pair of shorts. All I want to do is eat my fucking bologna sandwich and watch an episode of Fringe. That's all. That's what I was doing. I was content and happy. You wouldn't believe how happy I was to eat a bologna sandwich and watch fucking Fringe. And this person just proceeds to yip, 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 yip. Look at this thing. It's so fucking cool. Can we try it out? Can we try it out? Can we try it out? I want to show everybody. Can we try it out? Can we try it out? I'm like, okay, fine. It's like you need a network cable. Not the. You need the blue one here and the yellow one there. Actually, that says LAN and that says WLAN. You just need the one in that one right there. She goes, well, yeah. What about the printer cable? I'm like, printer cable? It's a phone apparatus. You don't need a printer cable for this? Well, at my house, I'm going to go play with it at your house. Well, no, can we just say, okay, I hook it up, landline. It doesn't do anything. Can't connect to network, blah, 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 blah. Okay, it didn't work. Go away. What about where your phone line is, where it hooks up, where you get your internet from the wall? Can you just crawl down there and get that line? I'm like, that goes to my router. All of these random unplugged network cables that I use for various things at various times.
Wait, do you have DSL?
Yes.
Holy crap, you have DSL?
Yeah. Yes, I upgraded a while back ago, man. I'm not.
Oh, that's right. You were rocking the modem for the longest time.
Yeah, dude, I was still rocking fucking dude. Yeah. For the longest time, I have
50 megabit fiber optic here, and I'm still not happy with it.
Wow. But no, so I go, no, this the fucking phone line comes, the DSL comes into my fucking router here, and all these things are connected to my router, so it's just as good. Well, no, can you just get under there and disconnect it and hook that to... No, I really don't want to do that, because it's a big mass of wires down there, and there's a lot of fucking power strips, and I might get zapped, and I really don't want to deal with it. I hooked it up like that, too.
Dude, I once spilled a drink on all my power strips underneath my feet. I spilled a drink. That was the worst fucking thing ever. I zapped the shit out of my feet.
Yeah, see, dude, man wiring is fucking terrifying. When, you know, when it's not mandatory that we do a good job. If it's just something for us that we can just throw together.
If I was doing this for somebody else, like I did my mother-in-law's computer,
it would be nice.
Everything's tidy. It's in a little box. There's these little wrapping conduits over all the wires. There's like three major cords, and they're all pinned against the back wall.
Exactly.
Mine, I don't know what the fuck is under here. I think I have like, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4 power strips. A couple, oh shit, that's not even plugged in. A couple wires that are not plugged in anything but the power strip itself.
Yeah.
So I got to take care of that. And a bunch of transformers and a couple other wires that I don't know where they go.
Yeah.
And they're all underneath my feet on a metal grate.
It is the same concept of whose car runs the worst, a mechanic's. You know, it's
pretty
just
much.
Fucking, I just don't want to just throw, I just installed it 2 years ago. There's a big mass of wires underneath it. You know, I'm pretty sure down there somewhere I've got a power strip plugged into itself in an attempt to get infinite power.
I tried that once. It didn't work.
No. But this person was just like, well, just get in there and just... I'm like, I really don't want to do that. Well, come on. Just, well, let me do it. I'll get down in there. No, you really shouldn't do that. No, I don't want to deal with this. Well, come on. Just let me. Come on. Just let me. And I finally just, like, used the daddy voice.
Even though I know that one.
Even though this person's older than me. This person's older than me. I just had to finally just go, no. And I put my hands up and was like, no. And they get all quiet and they're like, well, how come?
That's fucking funny.
How come? I'm like, because this is my space. And I made an all-encompassing hand gesture showing the weight, the width and breadth of my kingdom in which I do not
have a dot matrix print underneath my desk.
Nice.
That's what the fuck was I using that for?
Footstool.
I think so. It has scuff marks on my shoes.
But no, this person got all angry, took their little
and
toy.
And a shitload of Sharpies. Holy crap, I gotta clean my desk.
They took their little toy and stomped out.
What the fuck was the toy anyways? What was the function of it?
It's a fucking... This is the coolest thing ever. It's a phone with a webcam hooked up to it. And it's...
Wait, back in the 80s?
No, it's a new product that they're selling right now. It's a phone with a webcam hooked up to it. I'm like, wow, really? Because I got like 9 of those. I'm like, those programs on my computer, and they're free.
Yeah, I run Skype, and I could see anything I'm talking to, and I usually just don't want to.
Yeah, and they're free. If you get
yeah,
the, if
I don't you have to pay an extra service charge.
Yeah, this each person has to have that phone. You know what I'm saying? And it's like $40 a month. And you still and you have to have the internet on top of it.
Do they okay? Do they have a computer?
Yeah,
that's the question. Do they have a computer? Can they install a free program called Uvu?
Well,
or Skype.
Uvu?
Push a fucking button and use a webcam.
Dude, Uvu, Skype, AIM, ICQ,
MSN Messenger, fuck anything.
Yahoo Messenger, dude, there's like 9,000, but they're just like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm like, really? Because I've had one of these for like the past 5 years, and they're really played out.
And yeah, they're neat every once in a while, because usually when I call somebody and I'm talking to one of my guy friends, which is usually you, I don't want to see you with your shirt off sitting in your man cave eating a bologna sandwich.
Man cave!
Or in some cases, if it's a mobile phone, I don't want to see you sitting on the crapper taking a crap talking to me.
Yes.
I'd rather not know exactly what you're doing or what exactly you look like as I'm speaking to you. I could always imagine a better scenario.
Yes.
That's nothing against you personally.
Picture
That's what
me
I'm talking to my grandmother, too.
Riding a unicorn over a waterfall.
I usually do, thank you.
With Fabio hair. Right as the duck slams right into my face.
Actually, I'm getting Fabio. My hair is down to my fucking shoulders now.
Really? I can't stand
fucking
hair.
And my goatee is past my nipples. It's long as fuck.
Nice. Dude, you should
My wife wants me to grow my hair out, and the warning is, if I cut my hair short like I want it, she's going to cut her hair into a little pixie bob and dye it pink, and I don't want to fucking see that, so I'm letting my hair grow.
Ew.
She has me literally by the short hairs.
Nobody.
If I cut my hair short, she's going to do the same. I don't want to fucking do that.
Dude, nobody likes club kid hair. Not even club kids. Ew, Jesus.
No longer.
Ugh.
So yeah, I have long fucking Viking hair now. And a Viking helm, actually. I have a Viking helm, a fez, and a top hat. I've upgraded my hat collection.
Nice. Magic helmet. Fucking...
Magic helmet. I'm not shaving my head because I'm already fuddish enough as it is.
Fuddish. That is such a great term. Fuddish.
I'm not gay for bunnies, but yeah.
Gay for bunnies.
I got a big nose and I got a pudgy Irish head. I'm Irish and German. My head is huge.
It's springtime for Hitler. Sorry, I was watching the producers today. You said German and my brain just fucking started doing that. So did you hear the last podcast? The woes of Mike being too fat to camp?
I downloaded it to my iPod, and it corrupted, and I haven't downloaded it again. So, no, I have not heard it.
Wow, my iPod corrupted your... My podcast corrupted your iPod?
The file corrupted. And it,
oh, the file
for some
corrupted.
Reason, when I downloaded the podcast to my iPod lost all sync with all the podcast, and I couldn't unload it. So all my MIT shit that I was downloading?
Yeah, it's all
that's
gone.
All gone, too.
Maybe
yeah,
I should stop.
You're a short bus. Destroyed all my college shit that I was downloading.
Maybe I should stop like fucking underlaying voodoo chant when I fucking edit my fucking podcast.
But that's what makes it all that wonderful. That's the charm.
You fucking. Dude, I wonder if it would work well if I would fucking randomly spliced porn sounds into this. I wonder if it'd have the same effect.
Yeah, but then I'm listening to your fucking podcast, because I like to listen to it during the daytime, and I don't always use headphones, and my kid walks around. That's why I don't listen to your show very often, because there's a lot of fucking swearing in it.
Yes, there is.
And I usually have my headphones on, and then whenever I put my fucking headphones on when I'm in the house, 5 minutes of me just spacing out, not listening to anything else, I take them off, and there's fucking World War fucking 3 havoc going on around the house, because my kiddo did something weird, or the dog ate the Wii remote.
Was the Wii remote diabetic and about to die?
No, it wasn't the Wii remote itself, it was the nunchuck. He ate the nunchuck today. I fixed it with some old networking cable and took it apart and rebuilt it.
Nice.
Yeah, it has a long leash on it now.
But no, what was it, last week Mike figured out that he's too fat to camp.
What happened?
I went camping for, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days. Got there the first day and it was fun. It was great. Just got everything set up. We went up in a potato patch up on 32. And it was awesome.
I know where that is.
Yeah, it was awesome. We went down to fucking Deer Creek and...
Oh, those are the ones that have the porta potties, right?
Yeah, well, it's got the really nice outhouse.
Yeah, I know those.
I'd say it's about a 4-star outhouse.
We never actually went down to those. We always ended up digging a hole, and we had the 5-gallon bucket with a toilet seat on it, with the bottom cut out, and the bury it in the woods kind of thing. We always went super camping when we went camping.
Yeah. These crappers weren't actually that bad. Because as the story progresses, you'll see that I spent a lot of time in them doing nothing. So the second day, we went fucking hiking down to the Deer Creek. And you know, it's not that big of a hike. It's maybe 30 yards, but it's, you know, a couple of switchback trails and like a 90-degree angle. But you get down in there, and I was playing in the creek, and it's got like, it's like a big creek, not like a little tiny trickle of a creek. And it's got some pretty hard current.
Yeah, I saw a picture with you in a walking stick or something.
Yeah, my big fat ass.
Your wampin' stick.
And so it was me walking against the current and not thinking it the whole time that I'm using muscles that I haven't fucking used in, like, I don't know, 10 years. And so...
Well, your job required you to sit on your ass and dictate.
Pretty much. And so I fucking, like, that was the second day. So that was Thursday. Friday, I wake up with a mild migraine and I realize I can't poop.
Okay, were you trying to go all natural and follow the bear's advice and eat a bunch of grass and dirt to create yourself an earthen butt plug?
I'm pretty sure I created myself a fried potato butt plug. Because that's all I wanted to eat when I was out there.
A hash brown suppository butt plug,
Yeah,
I'm going to be able to eat potatoes again. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, that's all I wanted to eat was like cheese and fried potatoes while I was out there, and so
no
like,
fucking wonder you got constipated, dude.
Yeah, dude. Well, what sucks is I fucking not only did I get constipated, but I woke up Friday and after using muscles that I hadn't used in 10 years, and so all of the muscles in my abdomen are just sore just fucking horribly sore, and then I get constipated and I start having intestinal spasms on top of it.
Wow, that's
yeah,
fucking
dude.
Beautiful.
So, like, I kept doing this horrible walk of shame where I'd just be like, a little shuffle of shame. I'd be like, I'm gonna go try to go to the bathroom again. And I'd shuffle up to the fucking shitter. And, like, 20 minutes later, I'd come back, like, shamefacedly hanging my head and shaking it no. When people would be like,
I can't poop.
Did you go? I'm like, no, I didn't go.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm now on a horrendously awful fucking diet and workout regimen because Mike is too fat to camp.
P90X?
Yes, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. I hurt everywhere.
I'm waiting. The only thing I'm waiting for is I need to get the bar to put on my door frame, and then we're going to start doing it.
I'm telling you, dude. Fucking take it easy.
I'm tired. I'm fucking tired of being tired and a fucking lumpy bastard.
Yeah, dude. When you start, dude, seriously, don't push yourself. It's going to kick your ass. Just do what you can. Take plenty of breaks and fucking hydrate a lot. But just keep, you know, as soon as you feel better, jump back into it. And just, dude, it'll kick your ass. Seriously. Like,
I need it at this point.
Yeah, dude, I'm on, well, I got back up to two, I'm like at 262 last time I weighed myself, so I got fucking back up.
I've always been bigger than you were, shit. I'm at 290 something right now, dude.
Yeah, dude, you remember I went on that psychotic fucking workout kick and shit last year. I got down to
220. Yeah, you got pretty fit.
Yeah, I got down to 220. Well, then we went on our anniversary, and I really like melted butter and lobster and blah, 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 blah. And I got out of working out for a week, and it's really hard to get back into it. And so I let it go for a year, and I fucking
went. Oh, shit.
I went from 250 to 220, and then from 220 to 260.
Oh, fuck. Muscle, when you lose muscle, it just super pudges your ass out.
Oh, dude, I just fucking ballooned. And so now it's nothing but fucking just wheezing and gasping, and I can't fucking move. Well, that and I lost my job, so I pretty much, like, I job search from my house, and I fucking do the podcast and all this other shit, and I don't have any activity whatsoever. I sit in my fucking chair and eat Fruit Loops all day.
How about their paintball shit? You going through that again?
Nobody fucking comes out anymore.
That sucks.
You moved away. David moved away. It's Donald. And
David was a go-to guy for going out, too.
Yeah,
that
dude,
sucks.
Donald and Ed That's all that's left.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't even find other groups, dude. So I haven't played since you left, pretty much.
Yeah, and all my shit got stolen, so I haven't joined the groups out here. All my shit got stolen.
I've been using it to shoot my drunkenly asshole neighbors.
I got a use out of my potato gun, though.
That's awesome.
Dead animals, mainly. I made a breech loader.
As ammunition?
As ammunition.
Nice. Now, you didn't kill them.
I made a breech loader. No, they were... My cat is a douchebag.
Oh, so he keeps bringing you presents?
Keeps bringing me presents. They're outside by the dog door, or a random squirrel, or a dude, the fucking blue jay was fucking hilarious. My cat brought me a blue jay. It had no head.
Wow.
So, I may upset everyone when I say this, but I took a small leaf spring I attached to the wings, so the wings would fold out as it was released from the chamber. Put on some ribbons on its feet, because I thought it would help it stabilize. Loaded it into the breech loader, slid it back, filled it full of hairspray, pushed the button. Fucking blue jay goes flying. I live pretty close to the police station. It thankfully flew over the police station, and I think it hit somewhere around laundromat. It was fucking brilliant, but my wife forbid me from using it again.
Wow, no more blue jays as ammo?
Yeah, the squirrel was funny as hell because his head separated.
Wow. I was going to say, how well do ground rodents work?
Actually, the squirrel wasn't the first time. The first time I ever used it for animals was actually my wife's suggestion. It was back when I was living in Chico. There was this fucking, those frat houses behind us. Not really frat houses, but they're apartments a bunch of college shitheads were living in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a loud party, so I went out there. 2 o'clock in the morning, asked them if they could please quiet down. Their response was to holler, yell profanity, and throw beer bottles.
Nice.
At that point, I was still being cool. I was like, okay, that's fine. Can you please be quiet? My daughter's trying to sleep. She has school in the morning. Yet again, they do it again. Third time, I don't say anything. There's a small hole in the fence. Not as big as the barrel of the potato gun. Big enough, I think I might be able to at least make a good sound. As I'm doing it, my wife says, hey, there's a dead rat by the fence. Okay, two go together. I was just going to put a cardboard plug in there. Shoot it off, make it loud, scare the shit out of him. No, I ended up putting a rat in there.
Nice.
I loaded it up, put the gas in the chamber, put the barrel to the little knot hole, thinking that maybe it'll just spray a little bit out, it'll scare them. No, not the case. It shot a hole through the fence, broke the boards, hit the metal fence in between, made thousands of Julian fry chunks out of the fucking rat,
wow,
and splattered all over their barbecue. At that point, everyone ran inside. The cops came by. There was no potato gun at that point in time because it was in my neighbor's garage. Thankfully, they left it unlocked. They couldn't check it because it wasn't mine. I was happily asleep, and they moved out the week later. It was fucking beautiful.
That's brilliant.
So, noisy neighbors, shoot them with a dead rat.
See, I had a couple of fucking... We got a bunch of assholes that live right behind us that fucking their cab driving fuck faces. They're constantly loud.
I recommend dead rat.
Well, I fucking... the way the lights are set up, that if I get up in my fucking shower window, you can't see me at all. And so we had... so we had two drunken bitches fucking fighting each other, like pulling hair and cussing and screaming and shit at like fucking 3 a.m.
Do you have small kids at your house?
No, it was just us, but oh, I got woke God. Up at fucking 3 a.m. and I was pissed. And so I fucking... And we got this hippie dude that kind of looks like Shaggy. And he's trying to break up the fight, and these two bitches are trying to kill each other. So I decided to instigate. And I fucking got one of my Springer airsoft guns.
The quiet ones.
Yes, for those of you who don't know airsoft, a Springer gun is a gun that is a single shot... operated by a single spring. You just pull, click, it loads, you fire a
your
shot.
Your shotgun
pull,
or Beretta? What one did you use?
It was that shitty M4 that I bought.
Oh, that one sucked. Okay, that one's good because it doesn't really hit with much power.
No, actually you put 12s in it and it hurts like hell.
Oh shit, beautiful.
And so, yeah, 3 a.m, I'm shooting drunk bitches in the fucking ass. And they're just like, what? You fucking bitch to you, bitch. I can't believe you slept with him, you fucking cunt. I fucking hate you, you slut. And then just all you hear is click. And then this bitch just fucking, what the fuck? Somebody beat me in the ass. What the hell was that? Click. The other one starts screaming, is that the fuck? They fucking said beat me in the ass. The fuck's going on? Then I shot that dude that looked like Shaggy in the forehead. That was awesome.
Was it hollow sounding? I'm always curious.
I couldn't tell at that distance.
Damn, I'm hoping for a kettle drum sound at that point in time.
Bonk.
Dong.
Other than that, not much has been going on around here. Other than me looking for work, me working out, realizing I'm too fat to camp. Dude, I was wearing Flash underwear and a Spider-Man shirt the other day because ladies love a crossover. I thought that would be interesting. I started reading comic books again.
Now, a question. Were you just doing that walking around by yourself where no one was allowed to respond, or were you, like, at the mall?
No, I was just at home. I don't go anywhere.
You should have done that at the mall. Put on a little bell helmet. It's my special day. I get to play.
Get some Superman
Will
suspenders.
Will somebody be my friend?
You must get some Superman suspenders and fucking clip them to my Flash Funderoos. Is it Underoos or Funderoos? Because I've always said Funderoos.
As far as I know, they're Underoos, but Underoos. I think... I don't know. I've always called them Underoos, but I always think of Underdog.
What a terrible movie.
Underoos underwear. Okay, I found a hit for Underoos. Let me see if there's a hit for Funderoos.
I don't think there is.
No, Funderoos is wrong.
Wow.
You're retarded.
Where did I get Funderoos from? Maybe because I thought they were fun.
Okay, Funderoos, I'm finding, is a brand of underwear that is made for adult men.
What?
Okay, men and women. And they're really stupid. They're just regular underwear. I was expecting something better.
That sucks. When you said,
I'm disappointed.
When you said adult, I was like, wow, really? I thought maybe something interesting was going to happen, but nothing? Why is that guy...
No, they're just regular underwear.
Why is that
guy...
Is that guy holding a plushie of Lando Calrissian? He is!
Wow.
Why is he holding a plushie of Lando Calrissian? And why did that come up under Funderoos?
Okay, Underoos for men. Look for Pop Duds. And they have Underoos for men.
So does Walmart. That's where I got mine.
What?
Yeah, I got mine at Walmart.
For adults?
Yeah. Dude, fucking Walmart is the shit, dude.
They sell giant-ass Underoos? I'm going to start calling them Funderoos now. Fuck.
Dude, I'm totally going to take a picture in my Flash panties and send them to you.
I'm going to post them on the interwebs.
So?
Dude, shit, you don't have to. There's already thousands of pictures of people wearing Underoos on the internet.
Ooh.
A lot of really, really gay ones. Especially the Batman and Robin setup they have going on. What the fuck? This must be kept for Castro.
Wow, what the fuck is... That dude's entirely happy to be on the internet in his underwear.
Okay, Wonder Woman underoos on an adult woman that looks like she's maybe 19, 20. I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, but they look like period panties.
Why, because they're blue and have stars on them?
No, because they're just like big granny panties. Are they like a modern...
I'm seeing a underoos. It's a Wonder Woman bottom and a bikini top it's a thong.
Now have they look at old pictures of Wonder Woman, dude. Those are period panties. Type in Wonder Woman and look at some of the older ones.
Oh shit, you're right. I'm looking at Linda Carter right now.
Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, those are granny shorts.
They're period panties.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have much experience with period panties. I've never actually had my period. I'm thankful for that reason.
Wonder Woman versus Jack Burton?
What?
I don't know. I just found this fucking site that just said Wonder Woman versus Jack Burton, the guy from Big Trouble in Little China. You know Kurt Russell?
Yeah, I know who that is. Why do I know who that is?
Because Big Trouble in Little China is the shit, dude. That movie's awesome. What?
Yeah, that's one of my faves.
Wow.
There's a Wonder Woman museum. Fucking right.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, everybody's pissed about the new Wonder Woman costume.
What's the new Wonder Woman costume? What's up with that? Who's Wonder Woman now?
No, I'm talking... It's in the comic books. Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay.
When I type Jim Lee... Wonder Woman. Because he's the guy that redid... Her fucking costume, and I don't see it anywhere. Her new costume.
Lee Wonder Woman Google search. I see the metal bra that's really low cut and the skirt.
Her new costume is she's wearing like fucking cargo pants.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they try to make her Laura Croft?
Yeah, no, it's fucking like everybody's all pissed off, dude. The fucking, the new Wonder Woman look, dude. They've got fucking everybody's mad, man.
Wonder Woman's always been super sexy.
See,
okay. Oh, what the fuck is that? She's wearing... Is she like a burka bottom?
Yeah, the only one I found is she's wearing like cargo pants and a fucking jacket. I got her in a jacket now.
Yeah, she's wearing a jacket with stars on it. Her bracelets have changed a lot. And she's wearing cargo pants. That's not Wonder Woman.
Nah, dude, everybody's all...
sexy as fuck.
Everybody's all pissed. Ooh, I just saw a monster logo. And I, have you, dude, have you seen it? Have you tried it? Dude, seriously, I gotta bring this up because I'm such a fucking
I stopped drinking Monster, dude.
Dude, Monster fucking absolute zero. No sugar, no calories, no carbs, no nothing.
How is it?
Tastes exactly like fucking low-carb Monster.
I like low-carb Monster. That's actually what I prefer. I can't get it at fucking Costco up here anymore.
I can't.
They stopped caring.
Actually, I fucking... Dude, I swore off energy drinks because I was going on a diet. I walk into Costco last fucking Monday. Dude, they got like 30 skids of this shit now.
The low carb stuff?
All of it. Like every flavor of fucking shit you can think of. Like they didn't have it for 6 months. And I'm like, God damn it, this pisses me off. And I'm just like, fuck health. I want taste. And I was just going nuts with the fucking, maybe that was why I ballooned up to fucking 260. And then I'm like, fuck
regular, you started going to regular Monster again?
Yeah. Well, I started drinking regular Monster and then, like, stopped selling it. So I started, like, for 2 weeks, I drank, like, Rockstar, which really isn't that fucking great. It kind
of... No, I hate that shit. There's a lot of hookers in Wonder Woman costumes.
And, fuck yeah, dude. You get a shitload of Johns with that shit. Fucking, but, so I was kind of just, like, kind of piecemeal drinking Monster, like, buying a little bit here, a little bit there. Because it's expensive like that. And, go camping.
It's a lot cheaper if you buy a fucking flat.
Yeah, so I go camping and I realize I'm too fat to camp, so I'm like, fuck that, fuck soda, fuck fucking Monster, fuck all this shit, fuck Rockstar. I'm done, and we come back to Chico, and we go grocery shopping, and the place that hasn't carried Monster for the last 6 months now has 37 skids of this crap. Fucking
so you bought 37 skids, right?
No, I fucking had to keep walking, man, because I'm on a fucking diet. But fucking while I was down in Roseville the other day and my wife was getting tattooed, my brother's got the greatest place, dude. Across the street, a fucking Beacon. Goddamn convenience store. Across the street.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yes. It's fucking awesome. So I walked across
I have to walk like 4 or 5 blocks to get to a fucking Sunoco around here.
Yeah, dude. And fucking, so I go across the street, and they've got that Monster Absolute Zero. I've been seeing on the internet a little bit, because I'm friends with Monster on Facebook.
So am I.
We're totally down. And so, dude, did I tell you I'm friends with a one-legged skateboarder?
Really?
I know that was a little ADD of me right there.
How does that work out?
I don't know, dude. I was fucking commenting on somebody's post, and he popped up there, and he was like, hey, you guys need to go here and vote for me for this, you know, thing to do. I'm Buddy One Leg, the skateboarder. And I was like, what the fuck? So
How do you skateboard with one leg?
I don't know. Apparently,
Does he have a prosthetic?
Yes.
Because I'm picturing pogo skater, and I'm trying to figure out how the fuck that works.
And fucking, so, I asked him, I said, have you ever been in an ass-kicking contest? Thinking, okay, this is probably going to be insensitive and prickish of me. And so the dude added me as a friend, because he thought it was funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your douchebaggery comes in handy, I guess.
Yeah, dude, so yeah, if fucking, what is it, on Facebook, it's, what happens if I type in Buddy? Yeah, Buddy Elias. E-L-I-A-S.
Hold on, I'm looking at Monster right now. Buddy.
B-U-D-D-Y-E-L-I-A-S.
E-L-I-E-S.
And he's a one-legged skateboarder. Holy shit. I just find that to be...
Facebook.
Absolutely fucking... I don't know, dude.
Okay, photos of Buddy. Oh, he has a prosthetic, it looks like. Oh, wait. How's he doing that?
I don't know.
I don't see the prosthetic. I just see one leg on a skateboard, and he's flying.
Yeah? Dude, the next page... Wow. Go to page 2 of photos of Buddy. There's, like, no... There's no... Him with no leg. Holy shit. Dude,
how?
Don't you just feel like...
Oh, he's on his hands. Okay, so he uses his hands, and he kickstarts himself.
don't you just feel like a complete fucking shit-faced loser because we don't really do anything? We've got...
I have two good legs, two good arms, and I'm lazy as fuck.
So I've been getting into it with him, throwing it back in his stupid, grippy boy face about how I love to just sit around and how I'd rather drive to the end of the block than walk.
The guy's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's why I called him Grippy Boy.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to get to the bathroom without actually walking. Like, if I could just...
Catheters hurt, I'll warn you.
If I could just find a way to teleport my feces, that would be awesome.
Contact Yivo. You could have a family in a... What? Like, San Diego take care for you.
Like, fucking, is there some kind of a bacteria I can eat that would just, like, rest in my colon and just, like, eat the poop for me? I don't know, I like
actually,
poop. I like pooping, though.
If you get a large tapeworm, it'll take care of most of your feces for you. And there's a certain types that they carry in Japan they have as a diet aid that they do insert and will eat a majority of your feces and eat a lot of your unprocessed food as well to cause you to lose weight.
That's fucking awful.
So unless you want a tapeworm that's going to eat your shit, and then in regards, you're going to be shitting out his shit.
I can't believe it
won't even be your poop. It's not even your genuine shit. It's something else's shit coming out of your ass. Do you really want to experience that?
Wow, I shit someone else's poop.
My dog does that all the time. He eats shit every day.
Just know my pee! Ooh.
Dude, having a dog is gross. Holy crap.
Dude, having a cat is gross.
My dog goes to the... Every time I take him on a walk, he like... fucking corners in on goose poop. He eats so much fucking goose shit, it's not right.
I hate
then
geese.
He wants to lick your fucking face. What the fuck?
Anytime
New York is going on a goose hunt. You hear about that?
No.
New York State has gone on a goose hunt. They're killing geese around the airport and relocating geese around the airport because they're interacting with aircraft. I'm sorry, I think they were up in the sky first. I think they deserve to be able to fly. They're clipping their wings and killing them. So
every
they
time
don't
I've ever gotten within 20 yards of any kind of waterfowl, the sons of bitches have ended up chasing me a block and a half.
The geese out here are actually nice. It's weird.
Dude, geese, swans, ducks, any kind of waterfowl. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if I smell like their most hated enemy in the wild.
You probably smell like bacon. Actually, you want to try something funny? Get a sausage. Tie it to a piece of yarn, soak the yarn in bacon grease, and feed that little piece of sausage to a goose. Wait about maybe a minute, it'll pass through the goose. Another goose will find that sausage and eat it. In about 5 to 10 minutes, you'll have a string full of goose. You can take them for a walk.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, my grandmother taught me that one.
I'm so going to do that.
My grandma taught me that one. In bacon grease and a sausage, you dip the yarn in the bacon grease and let it sit there for a while, heat it up so it soaks into the yarn. Then retwist the yarn because it's going to get loose. You tie the piece of sausage onto it. You throw it out. A goose will eat it. Maybe not even a minute later, it'll shit it out. Another goose will find it, eat it, shit it out. And if you get a long enough sausage, it'll actually act as a stop when you go to pull on it. And you'll have a bunch of geese ass to mouth.
Wow.
And you could take them for a little walk. And my grandmother showed me this one. It's fucking brilliant.
That's...
Yeah, they cannot eat processed bacon. They immediately shit it out.
Wow.
It's fucked up shit, and I love my grandma for teaching me that.
I can't even begin to fucking... Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Oh. I was just kind of petered out.
No, seriously, you're talking about goose shoot. Goose shoot? Goose shit.
Goose
shit. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I get within 20 feet of a waterfowl and they fucking chase me. I've been bit by swans, geese, duck.
I have a thing for small rodents, like gerbils, hamsters, those kind of things.
Well, like a Richard
whenever
Gere thing or like...
No. Whenever they get near me, they bite the fuck out of my hands.
Wow.
I smell like freaking hamster chow or something. I must reek of alfalfa because every time I get near them, fuckers bite me. And not even like a happy little nibble. I mean, they fucking bite me. They're fucking evil. I hate those things.
I still contend that my nose smells like cat dick.
Yeah, I remember that day.
I thought you said catnip.
Because
I keep waking up with my gay ass cat rubbing his butthole on my nose. Like, that
is... The funny thing is, before you wake up, are you actually cleaning him? you ever wake up with a bad taste in your mouth? Is,
no, no, I just wake up with like a bad... I wake up to a horrible smell. And, like, he fucking... Like, the other day, dude, my wife and I were watching a movie, and I turn around...
Wait. Cat dick. Isn't your cat a male?
Yes, no, he's super gay. Like, you wouldn't believe the amount of gay that my cat is. Like, he looks like he just smelt... He looks like he just smelt the cookies gay. Like, really... Fucking gay, dude.
How did you raise your cat to be so gay? What the fuck?
I don't know. I didn't do anything to him ever. I swear to God. I mean, I walk around naked a lot, but Jesus Christ. It's horrendously awful. Like,
that's not right.
I swear to God, there's so many times I'm looking at... I look around the corner and my cat's laying on something, just giving me that look like, bitch, come here.
Hey, baby.
I'll pop out your eyes. Let's go fuck you with your own. Holy shit.
Your cat has issues.
Like,
dude.
Holy shit. Your laugh and then exhale of air looked like a TIE fighter on my fucking screen. Wow, sorry. I got a little...
Wow, that's awesome. You made a TIE fighter, dude.
Yeah, it just like went... That didn't work. I can't find the right sound to make the ball on the graph.
I don't know. Fuck, I can't do it.
That looked like a Christmas tree.
I made Christmas.
Wow, this is
with
just
my mouth.
I don't give a. People are gonna listen to this and just be like, "What in the fuck is going on?" Like, I don't even care anymore. Shit. I'm like, "Oh yeah, people are gonna download this and expect me to entertain them."
Yeah, I should do something better.
Fuck you. Don't care. I'm not your
monkey. Stop spreading the news.
Start spitting the news? Spitters are Spitters are quitters. Wow, that just kind of sucked all the air out of the room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that P90X, I fucking hurt in places I didn't even know existed. Like, did you know you can get a...
I have to give it a shot.
Did you know you can get a cramp in your taint?
I never actually experienced a...
It's
cramp in my taint.
It's horrendously awful. And this dude just...
Yes, it starts spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Okay.
Dude, just seriously, just ignore the dude's fucking peppiness. Like,
okay.
The P90X guy, he's just like goofy peppy, just do the fucking exercise. Ignore the rest. He's gonna try.
Did you get the supplements to go along with it?
Huh? There are supplements No.
Yeah, there's like a powder drink for afterwards. Did you buy it or did you torrent it?
I torrented it. Can you torrent the supplements?
No, I'm going to the GNC and buying it.
Oh. Well, I've already got a bunch of fucking, like, protein, whey powder, fucking fuckballs, energy, or not like energy, but, like, fucking protein jizz shakes, like moose jizz.
Fuckballs jizz shakes. What the fuck, dude? What's on your mind?
Fucking moose jizz protein shakes or whatever the fuck they are. I don't know. It's protein.
Fucking nice.
It's in a liquid form, and if you don't mix it right, every now and again you get a lump.
It's moose jizz.
It's fucking, like, fucking cow jizz, dude. I don't know.
That's fucking brilliant. Holy crap. I've actually haven't had much experience with jizz, honestly. I never really had experience with it.
Tested the consistency of your own jizz or something?
Well, my own, but you're talking about moose jizz.
Oh, no, I don't think I've actually had physical experience with animal jizz.
Do you just imagine it?
I would imagine just like bucket loads. I don't imagine bucket loads. I imagine it would be bucket loads.
I'm sorry. I had a laugh at you. That came out wrong. Fuck.
Yeah, that whole bit about moose jizz just didn't come out right. Just doesn't sit well. And yeah.
Oh, shit.
Now, generally, I don't really think about animal jizz a lot now.
Okay, good beans. Cool beans.
I dream about it a little bit. Think about it now.
Well, dreams are you can't really control those, and that's fine. Actually, I had a dream that I was dead, and I was freaking the fuck out, because I was over my body, and I was trying to get back in, and I couldn't figure out a way to get back into my body, and I was freaking out about it, and then I woke up with my dog chewing on my hand or something. It was under the blanket. My dog has a thing for if your hands are under the blanket, any part of you is under the blanket, if it moves, he attacks it, which really sucks.
Nice. Morning
wood.
It's not
okay.
Dude, my cat...
I sleep I sleep on my stomach now.
Yeah.
The dog once, it bit my leg. Thank God it didn't get the Frank, because I think I'd have a dead dog.
I was just thinking about it. If you ever have a dream where you're trying to crawl back into your own body, try the butthole. I think that would work.
I didn't really know what to do. I was thinking about getting into the... I tried laying on top of myself to see if I just absorb back in, like in Ghost or something.
Well, like...
I couldn't get back in, and I couldn't get into the mouth because I wouldn't... The thing was, I never tried the ass or the dick. I never really actually went after my own cock or anus. I was just trying to find an orifice where I can get back into my body, and I wasn't able to because I wouldn't fit. And I kept on going, God damn, I'm too fucking fat to come back to life.
Well, like, if you're a ghost trying to get back in your own body, technically, like, couldn't you, like, pound your own self in the ass and, like, jizz yourself back in? Since you're just a ghost and you're all made up of ectoplasm, wouldn't, the jizz be you?
And you know, honestly, I never really just, thought about if it's, butt-fucking myself.
If they put on the... If they put on the special spectral goggles, they just see, like, glowy you humping your corpse, and then you just... and then you just, like, suck inside... Like, your limbs would suck inside your body as you, and it'd all go into your ass, and you'd stand up and go, what the fuck? Wow, that was a weird dream. Hello? And now to Kelly in line two.
That was disturbing. Don't ever talk like that again, you sick bastard.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't ever really think about sodomizing myself. To live, but if it ever comes down to it, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Dude, I'd pump my own ass if it meant I got to live a little bit longer. I wouldn't even spit on it. I'd just ram that bitch home dry and shit. Oof. I'd be bleeding for days, but I'd still be alive.
You know, so much could be taken out of context, it's not even right.
What context? What context? I just said I'd totally fuck myself in the ass if I could live just one more day.
Okay, if you could clone yourself, would you fuck yourself?
Hell yes, because then that'd just be masturbation.
Yeah, that's
not gay, that's masturbating.
I don't know, I don't think I could do that. I just...
Why not?
You
never tried to suck your own dick?
Oh, yeah, of course, but I fell off the couch and hurt my neck, and I've never tried it again because died.
This would be that, only easier.
Dude, shit, that was back when I was like 14, 15, too. Holy crap.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I could.
I think I could.
I really don't know if I could, and I don't even know if I'd be nice to myself. That's the thing.
I could totally be... I'd totally be gay for me.
Let the gayness shoot from your anus. There you go.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would totally be gay for me, because I'm fucking awesome. I bet I'd give a good head. But only to me. But only to me. Because I know what I know what I like, so I don't think anybody else would like what I like, so I can only give...
Yeah, but the question is, would you reciprocate for yourself? You're expecting your clone to suck your cock.
Well, he better. He knows what's good for him.
Are you willing to suck your clone cock?
Dude, I will
return.
Dude, if he don't fucking put out, I'll like Turner his ass.
So you're looking for clone meat on meat action. That's those are so many things. Why am I bringing this up? Did I bring this up? Holy crap.
I don't know how we got on the concept of... Oh, I was talking about ghost fucking. You ghost fucking yourself.
Oh yeah, my fucked up dream. Yeah, I just ended up waking up, but still it was a fucked up dream. I never thought about sodomizing myself with ectoplasma spooked to spooge to reintegrate into myself. I never really crossed that bridge, and I don't know if I can.
We here at the Ghost Institute
might just be dead.
We here at the Ghost Institute like to refer to it as spook spunk.
Spooks. No, wait. That's something else. Oh, fuck. What the hell?
I don't know, dude. We just kind of went off on a tangent of necrobestial anal butt sex and... Fucking
wow! You could edit that shit out, right? Just keep the interesting parts.
Yeah, no shit. Pyro, necro, acro. No, what is it? Pyro, sadomasochistic, pyro, acro, necro, beastophilia. What?
Explain what that is.
That is, you like to beat you like to beat the shit out of the burning dead animals that you're fucking in the ass while falling from great heights.
Where did you find this information?
I don't know. I just strung together a bunch of thingies one day.
Is that in the great Wikipedia?
It's. I don't think it is. It's right up there with calling somebody. Urban Dictionary. It's right up there with calling somebody a seminiferous tubuleal buttonoid.
Actually, that's all over fucking Urban Dictionary.
I love seminiferous tubuleal buttonoid. That is such a great fucking term.
Yeah, beautiful.
You just hear the keyboards. Seminiferous. How did you spell that? I love Urban Dictionary. From the makers of Bukkake Wookie. I still think pacifisting is one of the greatest terms I've ever coined.
Is that are you the one that did that?
Yes, pacifisting. It's fucking great, dude. That's where that's when the really shy chick from your job that never talks to anybody and never looks anybody in the eye, you finally get her to agree to a date. You take her out, get her drunk, and get her home, and she fist fucks you in the ass till you bleed. Pacifisting.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's
Then she tells you if you tell anybody at work, I'll fucking kill you. And then she goes, okay, bye. And leaves. And you just feel shame. Shame!
Talking about Alice in HR?
Is there an Alice? There was a Debbie.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, yeah, Debbie Woods.
Yeah, I just think it's funnier than shit.
I never had a problem with her, though.
I just think it's funnier than shit that the giant fat lady that works in fucking human resources decided that she was going to hire a little tiny assistant named Debbie.
Little Debbie.
That's it. Yep. That's right, folks. The fat lady hired Little Debbie, and I bet she eats the shit out of her every day.
It's not as bad as the fucking three fucking value meals and a Diet Coke. That shit was always a bit much.
Yeah, dude.
Like, holy crap, seriously, a Diet Coke on top of all that. You just had five cheeseburgers.
What was it?
A grilled cheese sandwich.
You ever see
onion rings?
The comedian. It's a comedian, Gabriel Iglesias, the fat Mexican dude.
Chocolate cake!
Yeah, the dude. I love his motto. I drink Diet Coke so I can eat regular cake. Those are fucking words to live by right there.
No fucking kidding. Holy shit.
Oh, crap ass. Well, at a minute, an hour and 16 minutes, I think we're going to call this one good. With all the necrobestial anal butt sex and spiritual fucking jizz.
Yeah, I had an out-of-body experience, and your solution was to get back into my body through the anus.
Yeah. What? You found yourself floating outside your body? Dude, did you...
Well, fuck yourself! Fuck yourself now!
Dude, you totally sucked your dick, didn't you? You did!
What? What the fuck?
It's alright, dude. It's not gay, it's just, you know, spiritual masturbation.
On a whole new plane.
Fuck right. I'm pretty sure Jesus would suck his own dick. I mean, he can, he's Jesus.
After he walked on water or before?
Fucking during. And from an ice trick.
It's Jesus walking on water and...
Is he giving
himself? Self-sodomite. Okay. I guess that isn't a sin anymore.
Yeah, is Jesus sucking his own dick while walking on water and juggling fish? Mind freak!
Oh, yeah, shit.
I still want to do a show of Jesus Christ Mind Freak.
Fucking brilliant.
I think it
would.
Holy
crap.
The hell did Chad change his picture to?
The wild turkey thing?
No, it's a CRT monitor. For a head.
Did he change it again?
Yes.
Hold on. Where's my link of faces? My book. What the fuck?
The hell if I know.
It's
It's a CR monitor. CRT monitor.
CRT head. Monitor. Or it's one of those Apple candy things. The Apple blueberries or whatever computers.
Dude, click on the picture and look at the whole picture, dude. That's even creepier.
Okay, what is this? Oh, wow. Ah.
Yeah.
Great, now I'm going to have nightmares about CRT man.
Because I'm crazy CRT head man. I got a CRT monitor for a head. Now give me some candy.
Yeah, well, the one, it's black and white, so I wonder if the child has green and black. I'm wondering. It's the next step in CRT technology. It went from black and white to brown and fucking chartreuse or something.
All right, well, we're going to... pull this short bus over. And why are you making masturbating? What are you eating, chips?
It was the first one.
Dude, I'm a fat guy. I can hear food.
Actually, there's sixlets. It's a wrapper.
Oh, that's what I hear. First, I was just like, are you masturbating? All I hear is like...
I'm eating the candy.
Trust me, it'll come out better on the playback.
Okay.
Excuse me, while my nice. Excuse me while my clone sucks my dick. Okay, so that's it, folks. We're gonna go ahead and call it a day. This was a strange one. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And an hour and 19
clone clock
minutes.
Shuffle. Yep.
We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna close it out on Douchebag DEFCON 1. We're all gonna die later. Say bye, Ben.
Later.
Say bye, Ben.
Bye.
Can't say that I'm the boy that really needs